Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. Are you tired of struggling day after day to reach your financial goals with no success? Do you want to know how to use God's Word as a roadmap to reach your financial destiny? Then this is the show for you. Your host is none other than Sherry Gray, one of America's leading financial coaches. As a host and financial coach, Sherry has helped thousands of individuals and families nationwide, taking them from where they are to where they need to be financially. For the next hour, you will be armed with the knowledge to achieve victory in your finances. You will hear firsthand how Sherry uses biblical principles to teach you how to budget, eliminate debt, and save for your future. And Sherry does it all with a mom's touch, not telling you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And now, here's your host, the Money Mom, Sherry Gray.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray. Thank you guys for joining me again this week. This show is going to be probably one of my favorites. It's called Mom's Forum. Of course, I'm a mom of two. I have a 16-year-old and a 9-year-old. And this is called Discussions of Challenges that We Face as Moms in Work, Home, and Budget. And I have a special guest with me tonight. Her name is Tanisha Watson. She is actually a Zumba instructor and very talented. I've done a little demos with her before, so she's very, very good at what she does. And we are in the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. So if you're ever in the Dumfries, Virginia area, and you're looking for Zumba, you want to look up Tanisha Watson. So the scripture for this show is Proverbs 22, chapter 6, and it says, "Direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave from it." Again, this is all about being a mom. And we're going to talk about things that affect moms every day. And I want to thank you, Tanisha, for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Very welcome. Tanisha is someone I've known for a long, long time. I think over maybe 10 years now, at least.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe longer.
Well, actually 12.
12 years, that's great.
Yeah. As long as I've been at Grace.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, we both go to the same church, Grace Church, in Dumfries, Virginia. So known each other a long time. And Tanisha's also a mom, but your kids are a little older than, well, no, your youngest is the same age as my oldest, right?
Yes.
16?
Well,
okay.
Actually, Kahari turned 17 in September.
Awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your oldest is how old now?
She is 20.
Oh, wow. 20 and 17. Time flies, right?
Girl, yes.
Now, I know you know as being, you know, a mom of two kids, and there are so many challenges we face as moms in our everyday lives. One of the things I wanted to talk about, I know it's a challenge for me, is trying to be a mom and keeping up with obligations outside of the home, like church and work, and kind of trying to juggle all the stuff all at once, and it can be a lot of work sometimes.
Right, it definitely. Yeah. Definitely a lot of work. And especially just, you know, like you mentioned, we're in the DMV area, D.C., mm-hmm. Maryland, Virginia, and we find that across all of those lines, those borderlines between these states, and typically we either work or have, you know, business dealings or even friends that live in these different areas, and you find yourself having to either travel, you know, for some reason or another. And so mm-hmm. this area in particular, I think, is even a little more difficult in terms of being a mom and the different things you have to go to. Our kids have had sports events and finals, you know, maybe,
yeah.
you know, out in the other states. So you have to do mm-hmm. those things as well.
I know. I was talking to a group last week, and it's so one of the things I teach people is, you know, to save on their budget and to cut their expenses is to cook more, eat out less. That's obvious. But in this area, we're always going here and there, to and fro, the hustle and the bustle. And sometimes it's just so easy to go to a drive-thru, go to a restaurant, whatever, and to just pick something up. But, you know, it's better for you to cook and don't eat out as much, and better for your budget as well. But like you said, trying to juggle. And I found myself, especially, sometimes I feel guilty because I feel like I'm the mom. I'm supposed to be the one taking care of the household, taking care, you know, even though I work and I take care of a household, it can be hard. And I feel like I see other people doing it, and I always feel like they're doing it better than I am. But I know everyone has their struggles and challenges as well. So,
definitely.
Yeah. And with us, we're involved in church and everything like that. So, you know, that's another kind of dynamic where you kind of, you know, you're serving in the church. And it's a blessing to serve. But, again, that's another thing that kind of challenges your schedule sometimes a little bit as well. So.
Oh, definitely. You and I both know about those multiple hats.
Yeah.
And even in our communities, as we get involved in the HOAs, you know, to be a part, because we want to be a leader in all aspects, you know. It starts in our home, but we must go out and be a part of those things to make a difference. And you know, sometimes, you know, we heard a lot today with get out and vote, it's your duty. But so many people are not even doing the local things that they can make a difference in their community, serving on the board for the HOA or at least attending the meetings and voting. And
exactly.
And so, you know, it and sometimes as moms and being real busy, sometimes we're not even thinking of those things to, you know, to make a difference, where you're getting a note on your door, or your garbage can didn't go in the back, but you could have, you know, been a part of that decision making to either make changes because you understand the dynamics of a mom who, okay, you know, I'm out late with my son at a football game and he may not have gotten around to taking it, maybe not out of disobedience, but just like you said, in this area, being real, you know, just being so busy. And so all of these things that we do, you know, to make our lives better.
Exactly. And I have with me as well, with, you know, with Anitra's on the line, but I also have Anitra Tisdale on the line. Thank you for joining us, Anitra.
Hi, Anitra.
You're welcome. Hello.
And we're just talking about the challenges moms face. What are the things, you know, trying to balance your home life as well as church and work and all those kind of things. And how I look at other moms and you feel like everybody, this is how I feel anyway. Other moms have got it together. They know what they're doing. And I feel guilty because I don't think I always do a good job of balancing everything out.
Me either, but there are some days where it's just like, okay, you're just going to have to suck this up.
Right.
And, you know, do it. But a lot of times I feel bad, especially if I'm, you know, doing all three services at church or four services or whatever have you, and then I go to work Monday and then we have a whole bunch of stuff to do and I'm literally not spending time, you know, with my child for 3 weeks. And sometimes it's like, okay, I have to take today and we're just going to go to the movie or we're just going to sit in the living room floor and play games, you know, because you want to be able to be there for them all the time, but you also have to be able to do your own thing at some point too. But then in that same vein, you only get your kids for a certain amount of time. So that juggling act sometimes, you know, is difficult.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. And especially like we were saying before, we live in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and it's hard because you're commuting and you're busy and you have activities and your kids have activities. And so I feel like I'm always on the move and I'm never still. So it can get crazy. So crazy.
All the time.
And it's funny to say that, Sherry. You're one of the moms that I look at who I think she's got it all together.
No! I wish every day I had it all together, but I do not. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? I just can't do it today. I mean, I want to do this. I want to do X, Y, and Z, but today I have to say, you know, God, I'm human. Tomorrow's another day. I'll get to it tomorrow. Sometimes my kids are disappointed, and I'm like, guys, I'm sorry. I just can't do it right now. I'm just I don't have anything left in me to give right now.
Right.
So,
I know it. We love those spa days.
Yeah.
I just enjoy the days when there's nobody in the house but me.
Yes.
Where you just
sit
there and do absolutely nothing. You're not cleaning anything. You know, don't get me wrong. I love my spa days and my, you know, going out to dinner, but sometimes those days when I just get to sit on the couch and do absolutely nothing,
right,
and don't have to hear anybody crying or fussing, love it.
Right.
Oh, I'm with you. And these days, now that my kids are so much older, And like you said, with all of our activities in the church and the community,
yeah.
we call them a free Saturday. Something, mm-hmm. we'll look at our calendar. My husband will ask me, do we have anything tomorrow? And I'll say, actually, we don't. Nobody's party to go to, no
right.
meeting, you know, no function at the church, or and we actually have a free Saturday, and
yes.
we just, and like you said, Anitra, just taking some time. There was a few years back, I had gone through a season of, we paid all this money for this house, and we're not in it.
Right.
You know, and so as I'm such an extrovert and out and about and love to socialize with people, I had to take a season where I didn't go anywhere, like you said, not doing the dinner thing, and mm-hmm. you know, we would just stay home and enjoy our home, because I don't
yeah.
think that's something we get to do in this area as much either, as, you know, as busy as we are. And like I said, with the commute, it takes so long to get home, and by the time you're home, either you're
mm-hmm.
back out running again, or it's time to go to bed. So, you know,
right.
and
yeah.
really enjoying your home.
Yep,
definitely.
Agreed. You spend more time in the car than anywhere else.
Oh, girl.
Yes.
That's the truth.
Definitely important to take that time and just chill and relax at home, because there's no place like home. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Awesome by Pastor Charles Jenkins. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, my God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
The whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say,
awesome.
Come on, somebody.
praise his holy name. Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God.
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and we are talking about things that are challenging to moms. It's called Mom's Forum, discussion of challenges including work, home, and budget. And I have with me this hour my friends, Tanisha Watson and Nitra Tisdale. They are members of Grace Church with me in Dumfries, Virginia, and they were so kind to come on tonight and just talk about things that we all go through as moms. Before I bring Tanisha and Nitra back on, I want to remind everyone about a seminar that I'm speaking at tomorrow night in Gainesville, Virginia. It's going to be hosted by Edward Jones Investments, and I'm going to be talking about budgeting. It's going to start at 6:30 p.m., and it's at Expectations Restaurant at 8058 Crescent Park Drive in Gainesville, Virginia. And if you want to register, it's a free seminar, and you're going to get a free meal with that as well. But if you want to register, you need to call 703-753-2945, or you can email Kimberly Rosinski at kimberly.rucinski@edwardjones.com. Now, one of the other things, another challenging things for us moms, I know for myself, is being a mom and also keeping up with everything you have to do at home, including cooking, cleaning, homework, and all that. I know that's probably challenging for you guys as well.
Yeah, always. But because I'm a little bit of, number one, I'm a neat freak, and that's I blame my father. He was in the military. So I'm a bit of a neat freak, so certain things have to be picked up every day.
In order
for me not to lose it.
you don't want to see my house.
Yeah, see, and if you saw my dad's house, like people walk into my dad's house and go, his house is always clean. Does he have a maid? No, that's just him. Like that's how we grew up. Saturday mornings, you didn't get to get up and sit in front of the TV and watch cartoons. When you got up Saturday morning, clean your room, make your bed, clean your bathroom, and then you could go sit down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a habit that I have that, you know, my child is still trying to get into, but I'll get up Saturday morning, you know, he's sitting in front of the TV with a Pop-Tart and, you know, everything's fine. Clean your room and did you do this? And he's like, did we do this every Saturday? Well, yeah.
It doesn't change. It's the same thing this Saturday, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I find... It's just so hard because even in this area, again, it comes back. You know Fridays are the new Saturdays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Thursday around here is the new Friday. And so I find that I'm trying to do so many more things on a Friday to free up my Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah, because you're going so much during the week, you just want to have the one day.
just that one.
To do what you want to do. Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. I know for me, I don't know, maybe because my mom was kind of like strict like your dad was with, you know, Saturday morning is, you know, you cleaning, you're doing laundry, things like that. I'm probably a little bit too lax with my children. and they kind of like depend on me a lot to do a lot of things. So it's hard for me kind of let go of the reins and kind of let them, you know, they're not little kids anymore. They're 16 and 9. I mean, they're kids, but they're not like babies. They can do a lot more than I, you know, let them do sometimes, but definitely with the keeping up with the household stuff and the homework and it can be overwhelming sometimes.
I think homework overwhelms me more than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That bothers me more than anything else because, like I said, number one, I'm a neat freak. Number two, I've become a health fitness fanatic. So I cook off,
I
prep my meals on Saturday, on Sunday. So my food is cooked for the week. Like, we come in, warm it up, nice day. But when I come home and he's like, I have homework. You have homework every night? Like, they have homework on the weekends now. And I'm like, stop.
I know the homework thing, especially when my kids, my oldest, as she was getting to middle school, I couldn't even remember algebra and all that. I mean, it's been a long time. It's been 20 years. So as she got older, I couldn't help her anymore. But my little one, I'm still very active with her every day. She has to read every day. And some days I'm like, can they just not give you homework today? Can they give the parents a break? So,
right.
And I have three little letters for you guys. S-O-L.
Oh. Yes. Oh my gosh. Every year. Like, I'm like, are they every year?
Around,
I thought it was just first grade.
On.
Yes.
Yeah,
do this all the time?
Right.
Yes. In Virginia, we have the SOL that stands for Standard of Learning. Every state has their own version of it. The child has to take that standardized test to ensure that they've learned whatever subject matter they're taking the test on, whether it's history or math or science or right. And it is a whole lot for these kids.
Yes.
It is so much. And then because we're helping them, it's a lot on the parents as well. And I understand I understand the concept of it. They should know this information, but it seems like it's so much pressure on the kids to pass these tests, and all kids aren't good test takers, and that doesn't really measure their intelligence, and it's just, I don't like it.
And my child goes to traditional school, so it's like halfway between, it's a private school based in a public school setting. So he's in sixth grade, but his learning level, like I'm looking at the stuff, this is technically eighth grade stuff. And then on top of all that, we have to worry about the SOLs. And some days I'm like, can we just not do the science fair project? What would really happen if you got an F? Like, how detrimental is it right now?
I don't remember ever doing a science fair project when I grew up, I was fine. So they could probably take that part. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the SOLs are crazy. But I am looking, as far as, like, keeping the house up, I'm really looking into getting a maid. I am probably the cheapest person on the earth, so I never had a maid. But I'm at the point where I'm trying to do my business. I'm trying to it's too much for me now. So I'm going to break down at least, like, once a month. And spend the money, Tanisha, and get a maid.
And, girl, my husband and I say, first of all, we are investing in our time. That's how
we are,
And look at the money. You know, finance.
Right.
You know, of course, you know, we know it's, you have to add it into the budget. But we definitely look at it as investing into our quality time. And then, secondly, we look at it as investing into the economy.
Yeah,
because it frees your time to work and make money.
Oh, it definitely does, because you know all these floors and it frees you up, you know, to do a little more thing. And one of the a season that I'm in right now, and a good friend of ours, and we all know her from church, has this, and it's not a new saying or anything, but it's something that they live by in their home, and you probably have it too, Anitra. A place for everything and everything in its place.
Yes.
And I'm just even as God is speaking to me in this season, and it's just getting rid of clutter physically, but as I'm doing that, he's doing something spiritually. And I asked today and dropped off a lot of stuff, and, you know, I don't necessarily have just all this, you know, stuff everywhere, but I tend to, as you know, with the couponing, as I'm getting drop it.
I'm getting
from all over the place, and as those piles come in, they're here and they're there, and then they're stacked up, and then it becomes a whole chore just to get them, you know, cut. And then my husband was having a problem because I wanted to just leave it until I can get back to it, you know, because it's just easier for me. But he doesn't want to see it and look at it, so we, you know, I had to compromise with that. And you know, he created a place where he said, if I see coupons here, I know you're working on it. But
yeah,
I have my adult daughter who still lives here, and she coupons with me. So today we were busting it out. She actually invited one of her friends over to help us cut, and got a couple of the girls coming over tomorrow to help cut. And I said, oh, you know, just to get ahead of the game. And one of the other things I used to do as well, when I would organize my office and getting ready to do my taxes for the business and just needed to shred some things, I would bring in the middle school and high school girls from church, and I'd pay them $5 an hour for $4. Everybody got $20. I'd set my money aside, and I'd have them come in, and I had my piles going. If it says this and this, put it in a pile, and they would shred. So those are some of the things that I've done in the past. My daughter's getting older. It's not as easy for her with that kind of money. She's looking at me like,
Right. You know, you're going to do a little bit better than that.
They still like, yeah, I'll do it.
I still got Ashley for a little while because, you know, she's filling my little budget. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
just where I've been. Y'all know me in shoes, and I've just been getting rid of shoes that I know I'm not going to wear anymore. I haven't worn them in a while, and so just trying to declutter. And one of the guys from church, we were talking about it, and we just were having this spiritual moment because we're both kind of in the same place of just getting rid of some things and just finding that place for everything. And I'm telling my kids, if you don't have a place for it, it's gone.
Yeah. And see, we've started a thing here where, you know, especially with him being 11, you don't need 4 boxes of toys that you never look at and never play with.
Right,
so
right.
Every 6 months or so, the community has this big, like, you know, they have a big yard sale, and then they just have the big dump truck out there. And every time that dump truck comes out, so do a whole bunch of toys. We don't need it. So instead of just buying more stuff and adding on to stuff that we already have, you know, my grandmother's a clutter bug. If you go down in her basement, you can't walk. And I think growing up with that, it made me so nervous that I don't like seeing clutter like that. So once we get to a certain point, okay, throw it out. If you're not looking at it, if you haven't seen it in 3 months, if you don't remember where it is, put it in the trash.
Right.
Or give it to somebody else.
That's good.
Exactly. That's good. And that's a residual effect of cleaning. You know, you can declutter and clean and help and bless somebody else in the process. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of God With Us by Mercy Me. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
Who are we that you would be mindful of us? What do you see that's worth looking our way? We are free.
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I have with me two of my friends from my church, Tanisha Watson and Anitra Tisdale. We're talking about things that challenge moms, including work, home, and budget. And before we get back to Anitra and Tanisha, I want to remind everyone again about my Financial Legacy Workshop that's coming up on November 17th from 9 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's going to be a teleseminar. So if you want more information about how to register for that, just give me or send me an email at sherrygray@themoneymom.org. That's S-H-E-R-R-I-G-R-A-Y @themoneymom.org. And instructions to access this teleseminar will be provided following your registration. Now, one of the other challenges I know as a mom that I face is trying to, even though I'm the money mom, self-proclaimed being a mom and also maintaining a household budget. And I'm sure you guys have found that as well, because with me, because I do, my husband does have a, you know, traditional full-time job, but I work for myself from home, and it can be up and down, up and down, up and down. So just trying to maintain everything and try to be proactive about the budget and keeping track of what I spend can be challenging at times for me.
I think it's challenging for everybody, but I know what I found lately, the challenge comes in with the school activities and the extracurricular activities. That's what's what kind of throws me. So I actually last year just set up a thing with ING where a certain amount of money just goes to ING. So now when something comes up, it's like, okay, well, you know, that's not in my normal budget, but I have it over here. Because you get random things from the school, you know, like this year he's playing the trombone. Who plays the trombone? But that's $20 a month. He's special.
Right.
So that's $20 a month, you know, for the trombone. But you have to pay for, I think, 2 or 3 months when you sign up for it in September.
You know
what I mean? So it's things like that that come up. And it's kind of like, okay, that's random, but... All
right,
that's another, you know, however much that you have to pay for. So that's been my budgeting. That was my budgeting challenge, especially last year. And then with middle school, you know, all the different things, you know, now we have to have the Porter jackets with the logo on it. Okay, that's a $30 jacket. You wear it every day. Like, you better wear it every day type of thing.
Right.
But, these are the things that we get that, you know, other schools may get or may not get, but we get things like that, and it's like, okay, that wasn't, you know, in my budget. You know, we actually have to pay to be in the PTA.
Exactly.
Yeah. my youngest, Ashley, she's in the fourth, I mean, Ashley, Lauren. My youngest, Lauren, is in fourth grade, and every fourth grade class in Prince William County goes to Jamestown for fourth grade, right, in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yep.
And it's like, $50?
Yep. Yes.
Plus, I got to pay for her little meal. Like,
yes.
This is crazy. And pictures and soccer. And she also decided she wanted to play the violin. So, like you said, like you, I'm paying that $20 a month to rent this violin.
Try having extracurricular activity like golf.
I wish. Yes.
Yeah,
you're someplace golf.
Mm-hmm. Golf is it's expensive, and then he grew, so you had to get new soccer cleats and
oh, good grief.
Yeah, and like you, Sherry, with us being self-employed, I mean, depending on the month, you know, it can fluctuate and go up and down, and
makes it a little tricky. But I like Anitra's thing where she has a separate account. You put a certain amount every time you get paid or whatever.
Generally every payday something goes to my ING account, and then every month I have a certain amount that goes specifically to. I call it his account because when he started taking Taekwondo, you know, it's one thing when you go in and sign the contract. What they don't tell you is they take tests every other month or every 2 months. So that's $45 to $60 every time they take a test.
Ooh.
Oh.
So that stuff starts to add up. And then, you know, if they do, you know, special events or if they do competitions in Taekwondo or, like, when he decided he wanted to be on a demo team, I wanted to jump off the top of my car because it's $100 up front for you to do that. And then it's, I think, $45 every month for 9 months for them to do demo team on top of the test, on top of what you're paying for them to do Taekwondo. And it's just like, okay, this is a whole bunch. So I have it going separately, and it actually came in handy because when he went to go get his black belt is $500.
Ooh.
And because I had set up the account a year and a half ago, when he was ready to take the test, and he said, hey, Mom, I'm taking the test. Okay, well, here you go. I didn't have to worry about it. I already had it set off to the side.
That's good.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It alleviates a lot of stress, you know, because I'm a single mom. So, you know, it's only one income.
Yeah.
There's no backup.
Yeah.
So it alleviates a lot of the stress off of me when something comes up. He, you know, comes in and says, hey, I want to, you know, go do this, and it's $75. Okay, well, you know, got to transfer this from here to there, but it's there.
It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of did that with, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Sherry, we'll be setting that up this year for that senior stuff.
Yeah. Not looking forward to being here.
That's right. Don't repeat.
Prepare
for senior year.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I've already been warned that, you know, you got to pay for pictures and invitations and cap and gown.
The favors.
And, that'll be interesting. Well, and my oldest is in marching band as well, so she decided she wanted to do marching band, and that was just to be in marching band $400. And I was like, my God. Plus, they had to buy the little warm up suit with the pants and the jacket, and then sweatshirts, and it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Astronomical. It does. It's just astronomical. Like when you sit down and actually look at the line items for things that they get. After a while, it was just like, okay, I spend more money at the school than I do paying my bills.
Right. I know. But I like that idea, though, putting the money aside. We've done that for Christmas as well, where we said, okay, we're going to spend this much for Christmas, $1,000 or whatever it is, and we just save a little bit of time. Or we use that, you know, every couple, my husband has a steady paycheck, but twice a year you get that third paycheck.
Month,
and we would put that aside. For Christmas, because it wasn't factored into my budget. I only factored in two checks a month or paid twice a month.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, so we used to do that. So, very good. Yeah, the kids can be
a challenge.
Kids are budgeting. It can kind of throw a monkey wrench into the budget, for
sure. Well, and then they have to eat, too, so that just...
Right.
Well, no, because when he was younger, you know, you could go out to, you know, kids eat free.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he's 11, and he's almost my height, so that's thrown out the window. So when we go out to eat, he's eating a grown man meal.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I left Kids Eat Free a long time ago. We go to Red Robin, which used to cost me like maybe $10, $12, it's down $28.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
All of that is kind of a whole new adjustment for me. So I'm like, you're just going to McDonald's today. I can't even.
Right. I know, because the little meal they give you, the kids' meal, it's not a lot of food. Especially for a boy.
Nope.
Yeah. Definitely.
And he didn't,
I had the issue with my daughter's height because she was always tall.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter, so nobody believed she was really like 11 or 12, whatever the cutoff was.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, forget it. Just kids from the regular menu. So,
agreed.
Definitely. Yes. Well, right now we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Hold Me by Jamie Grace. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
But I'm thinking of you, and just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be a take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be a take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less, Lord. My day. tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart.
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is Sherry Gray, your host, and I have with me this hour a couple of my friends, Anitra Tisdale, who is a management analyst, HR specialist, and also Tanisha Watson, who is a Zumba instructor, but she also is a co-owner with her husband. And I can never figure out what you guys do. I know it's like cybersecurity. I have no idea.
Yep.
But so these ladies are very busy in their work life and their home life as well. So, of course, I wanted to tap into their expertise and just tap their minds for, you know, the things that they've gone through, challenges they face as moms as well as myself. And one of the challenges, again, that I face, and I'm sure a lot of moms face, is being a mom and also raising kids to be successful spiritually, in school, career, et cetera. At the end of the day, like the scripture says at the top of the hour, Proverbs 22:6, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. So that's our goal as moms and as parents. We want to teach our children right from wrong, spiritually, morally, so that when they grow up, they will not depart from it. So, and, you know, kids are going to be kids. And they're going to make good decisions and then make bad decisions. And we just hope that at the end of the day, they grow up to be successful in every way. So, but it can be challenging along that way. So,
not very much so. It is. But I think, and I don't know, and I kind of attribute it to my dad. I'm just kind of like a hard mother, which is funny because all boys gravitate towards me because I'm just like, oh, she's so cool. No, Taylor's like, no, she's like the meanest woman ever. And it's not that I am, but I just expect you not to, you know, not to just settle and be complacent with things when I know that you can do better.
Right.
So I don't really settle for complacency. And I'm sure he would love for me to, but it's just not, you know, I don't ever want him to miss out on something because I didn't push him to finish something. So anytime you start something with me, just go ahead and finish it. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if you don't like the teacher. Finish it completely.
Right.
And we had issues last year with school. You know, he kept saying, well, the teacher doesn't like me and I don't like her. So he was bringing home C's. I don't do C's. C's is not in my genetic DNA, so you fix it. And this year he has all A's and like two B's.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I wasn't, you know, extremely hard. You know, I'm not harsh, but you're going to do better because I know you can do better. And when he heard it enough times, he just realized, okay, I can do better. But it's hard because it's an everyday struggle.
Yeah. I know. My oldest daughter, Ashley, was just so on top of things, and she would get her work done. I didn't have to, like, push her. I didn't have to. She made good grades. But my little one is different, and I tell her she just learns differently. And she gets frustrated with herself because it takes her so much longer to learn a concept. Like, another child could learn it today, but it takes her 3 days to learn it. She'll get it, but it takes her longer. And so that's one of my challenges, having two kids and saying one is this way, one is that way, and not trying to compare them, and also try to not get frustrated with my little one because she doesn't pick things up quickly. When I do homework with her, I sometimes find myself kind of getting frustrated because I'm like, why? You know, my mind, I'm saying, why can't you do it like Ashley did it? But she's not Ashley. You know what I mean? So every child's different. Yeah.
I have the girl and the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenges are some of the things that Shanti would do, and he won't, you know, guard you.
Mm-hmm.
He's just his own person doing his own thing. And
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's like he's just, and you know, sometimes my husband's like, that's how dudes are, you know. So I didn't have a brother in the home either. So I'm like, my dad had a house full of women, and it's, you know, so I told him there's a lot of things I can't relate to when it comes
to,
you know, the boy thing. So I had to tell my daughter there's just certain things. It was all girls, and we were a certain way, and one of those ways included the bathroom and how we kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're going to have to be extra because
you're
not going
yes.
to certain things. And if you don't want to feel like you're going in a gas station, you might want to.
Right, agreed.
And so we, you know, just those challenges, and
mm-hmm.
where Shanti has picked up all the, you know, the certain things. Even when she didn't do so well in school, she knew how to. She knew what she
mm-hmm.
was doing. You know, she'd pull back and pull
yeah.
together. You know, pull
yeah.
back, pull it together. And so,
mm-hmm.
but not him.
Right. But he's different. He's a different child.
And
I
see,
know.
That's a challenge that I had, too, is realizing that Taylor is not me. And I actually had to have
mm-hmm.
a friend of mine tell me, he was like, you know, he's not going to pick up on things that you would pick up on because he's not you. He
yeah,
may
yeah.
act like you, but he's not you, you know. And
yeah.
that was hard for me because English, that's a subject that I could literally, and I'm not advocating it for children, but it's one of those things where, you know, the teacher would say, hey, we have a test tomorrow, and I would wait till the last minute and write my paper at 2 o'clock in the morning and would get an A. Like, it just comes to me like that. Because
yeah.
I think analytically, but Taylor's not. He's abstract and all over the place. So, you know, I'm saying, hey, sit down and write a paper, and he'll start writing, and then he'll start talking about, you know, it could be about, you know, coal mines or something. And he's like, and then there were the trees and the birds. Dude, coal mines, like, stick to the and he doesn't do that. He's completely
mm-hmm.
different from me in that area. And that's what I had to learn, that his success story is going to be completely different from mine because we're not
yeah.
the same person.
That's right.
Exactly. And, yeah, they do have our characteristics because, you know, we're raising them. But at the same time, like you said, they're their own person. And even though, you know, yeah, they all have rules to follow and everything, but you want them to kind of express their individuality to a point.
Right.
Right. The individual outside of here.
Girl, if you give Sahari too much individualism, child.
Yeah. Right. We're going to have to shut that down real quick.
Real quick.
Right. Definitely, especially like my oldest is 16, so she's not a little kid, but she's not a woman. It's that in that in between stage is so weird because they look like adults, but they're not. Their minds are still developing and all that. So it's kind of like, and they kind of try to test their boundaries because they want to be adults, but they're not yet. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, no,
I'm not ready.
So.
Right.
Get ready.
I'm ready. I already told a friend of mine, when he hits puberty, he can go live in a garage. I can't.
Right.
Oh,
I can't.
And that's really where you're going to want to put him.
Right.
I know.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Kahari, really?
I know.
I mean,
right.
Rick had to just, you know, help me out with some things of, I might
that he's just like he's just not going to think like that. It's just going to be a season for now where that he's not saying to let him get away with it. And one, it was years ago back in the school, I think, and you might remember this, Sherry, where Bishop taught on boys are going to be boys and let them be boys. Mm. You know, and he wasn't saying just sit back and let them, you know, do whatever.
Be wild.
There were just some things that they're wired to do and not do, you know, so and sometimes I think, you know, some of our mothering in a sense and kind of, you know, we're not reacting to the wiring of the boy. We just want them to do what we, you know, want as women and as mothers and females. And I remember that lesson that he taught, and I really, you know, took that to heart because I was like, there are some things. Because even with my husband, he's not like me, you know.
Yeah, I know. We want him to be like us.
It'd be so much easier.
It would.
He's more like me. I know. I know. And sometimes we all grew up certain ways, and we think everything should be like, you know, the way we grew up or how, you know, people should react the way we react, but it's not like that. We're all individuals. So
yeah,
even the kids, like with the adolescents, they go through that and they're expressing their independence, and that's what they're supposed to do, like you said. But with the, you know, with them boundaries, you can't let them go too far. But at the same time, they're doing these things because that's what they're wired to do. They're supposed to go through these things, and eventually they're going to have to be on their own, making their own decisions, and we just have to pray that we've taught them what we need to teach them, you know, the Word of God, church, school, you know, morally, you know, everything that they're going to make, you know, they're always going to make, you know, the right decisions, but they'll make decisions for the most part that are going to be complementary to what we taught them.
Correct. Because we do spend a lot of time praying over things. Like Taylor has been having a hard time understanding that he's more of a leader than he wants to be. And, you know, some people are born with leadership ability, but that doesn't mean you know how to lead. So just because you're born with it means you need to learn how to use it, or it's just going to be used incorrectly. That's our latest struggle, is because he doesn't realize that he has it. And so he's just kind of, you know, he's still trying to do his thing. And I'm like, okay, I understand that you're 11, but, you know, so I'm trying to instill in him how to use it so it doesn't go haywire. Because I figure if I don't get a handle on it now at 11, at 16, with him being a leader, he's going to lead people down the wrong path, and he's going to go right along with it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You're absolutely right. My saying for that is, leaders are born to be made.
Yes.
And in that sense of, you know, because they always say, are leaders born or are they made? And I say they're born to be made, and made is really developed, you know.
Exactly.
And when you dig down into that, and I think that's where, you know, you're coming in with the developing him, just like with Ashley and Lauren for Sherry, and with Kahari and Ashanti for us, as we develop them. And, you know, even when they go, since I have the oldest in the bunch, as they, you know, go a little left, if you will, you know, I see those characteristics of, you know, some of the positive things that you, you know, implemented, and you can see it. And I'm like, you know, that's what we developed her to be, you know.
Yeah.
It don't show.
Definitely. All the kids have that potential.
Yes, they do. Sometimes you have to push them a little bit more than you want to push them, and they might not, you know, appreciate it now, but they'll appreciate it later, I hope.
Yes, they will. I'm a living witness. We do appreciate it later, even though we go off the rails a little bit in our adulthood, quote unquote. But, yeah, we do appreciate it later on, especially when we have our own kids. We're like, oh, my goodness, I didn't know.
Right.
What, they used to do that? I could never laugh now, you know, at her who sees it, you know. So it's funny.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you guys, Tanisha and Anisha, for joining me this hour. It's already over. Can you believe it?
It's quick.
It goes so fast. So, but I just want to thank you guys again for just joining me for this Moms Forum, and I would love to do it again sometime.
Definitely.
Sure.
Cool.
Of course.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I want to remind you guys that are listening out there that I have my show every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And, of course, my next show will be next Tuesday, November 13th. And you can always listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/themoneymom. And if you miss the live shows, you can listen to my past shows at themoneymom.org. And thank you guys again for joining me for this hour. And until I see you next time, this is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.